With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, the guy who bought his way into the DA's office despite having no experience continues to chip away at our safety in LA County. He ran on the platform of criminal justice reform, but has continued to turn his back on crime victims and, in fact, make LA County much less safe. The most recent example of that is that we hear about happened on June 2nd when George Gascon disbanded the LA County District Attorney's Investigators Special Enforcement Team, known as SET. SET was responsible for apprehending sexual predators who have violated their court order to register within the county. They would go after parole violators. What about sex offenders is George Gascon trying to defend? Why is he defending the rights of sex offenders and not your kids? Coming on with us now to talk about it is former district attorney Steve Cooley, who actually did his job. And Steve, what do you think about this latest move?
Just another devastating move by George Gascon to dismantle the DA's office, its core functions, and thereby contribute to what is going to be a tremendously increasing crime rate. He truly is, for the defendants, the suspects, the bad guys, not for victims, not for the law-abiding public. Now, this team of DA investigators, they went after individuals with violent histories who were AB 109 parolees who had absconded from parole. That takes a certain amount of training and a skill set and knowledge, one, to find them, and then two, to apprehend them safely. He is destroying that function, so many absconding parolees from AB 109 will be basically running free. And then, to just put the the top of the sundae with a cherry, he is saying that they can no longer go after absconding sexual offenders, where the DA's office was, the DA investigators were working with the Marshals Task Force, finding these people, apprehending them, and putting them back in the registration system. So that's basically it in a nutshell. But this is just one more big move that endangers the public in the context of many things that Gascon is doing.
There have been fewer district attorneys in Los Angeles County than there have been presidents of the United States. And you are a member of sort of a pretty exclusive club in general. Do you keep in touch with other district attorneys? I mean, whether it's L.A. County or others that you were working with in your tenure. And do you guys just sit around and go, what is this guy doing?
Well, I do keep in touch with other elected district attorneys from this county, and those are still alive, and then other elected DAs throughout the state. And you're right. We're sitting around going, what is going on in Los Angeles County DA's office? But then when you look at George Gascon and his lack of any prosecutorial experience, his apparent antithesis against law enforcement and enforcement of the laws, you know what's going on. This criminal justice system is melting down, is being destroyed, and he's doing it by an exercise of his authority over the district attorney's office. The district attorney is the linchpin of the justice system. He is not performing basic functions of a district attorney. He's an embarrassment.
One of the directives that he put into place was directing his DAs not to prosecute what are called quality of life misdemeanors. Can you talk about that?
Yes. He has listed 13 categories of misdemeanors, or 13 separate misdemeanors, that are right there in the penal code or the health and safety code. And he says, you cannot file these charges. It ranges from resisting arrest, trespass, criminal threats, possession of certain very serious drugs, loitering for prostitution, and on and on. These misdemeanors are commonly used by law enforcement for two reasons. One, keep the peace. Two, quality of life in the neighborhoods. So basically, you can say accurately that he doesn't care about keeping the peace in these neighborhoods, and he also doesn't care about quality of life in these neighborhoods. That's the reason 17 cities in Los Angeles County, and more are coming, are voting no confidence in him, because he is hurting their cities. He's hurting their residents.
You are involved with the recall effort. How is that moving along?
It's coming along great. Money's being raised to get paid signature gatherers out there, and there's a tremendous reservoir of highly motivated volunteers getting signatures out there. I think they're on track to put him on the ballot for a recall probably next February or March of next year. And I predict, I'll do it right now on your show, if we get him on the ballot, he will be thrown out of office, and it won't be close. It'll be a landslide.
That's why it's so important to get those signatures in. You can find the petitions that you can print out and sign at recallgeorgegascon.com.
Yes.
Steve, thank you for everything. We appreciate your time today.
Okay, keep your eyes on this issue. It's very, very important.
We will.
Former L.A. County District Attorney Steve Cooley.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.